Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy to have Jean O back as my guest. Join us for a conversation about Jean O's musical journey and hear three songs by Jean O during the show. Welcome, Jean O.
Well, welcome. Hi, how are you?
I am happy to have you back on the show, and I am doing well. I'm enjoying this beautiful day. How about you?
Absolutely, yes. Nice to get started today with an interview with Margot.
Oh, you're so much fun. I love the things that you post on your Facebook and Instagram. Are you on Instagram too, or just Facebook?
I am on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. All the socials.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people
I thought
actually
so.
Connect with me from there.
Yeah. I probably am, but I just don't. Sometimes I go back and forth, and I don't even notice which one I'm in. But I like that you post so many positive things and beautiful pictures and things like that on your Instagram, because, you know, it's always so nice to go through and go, oh, look at that, or look at that reminder, you know.
In this world that we live in, this crazy world, I like to stay positive, and I like to lift people up. I think that's my purpose in life here, and I do it through music.
Yeah, I can totally relate. I feel like it's my purpose, too, is to do that. And it's funny, I have a friend who's really positive and really up that's in my Toastmasters club, and she was saying when I was interviewing her one time, though, it's a lot of work to stay positive. You know, people think that we're just, you know, always that way and never anything goes wrong or anything, but it does. It's just that we look for, okay, what's good about that, or what can I find that's good about it?
Yeah, it's a choice, actually, that we make. You know, how are we going to show up today? And there's enough negativity out there. Let's be positive, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, cool. Speaking of cool, do you want to we need to focus on playing the songs, because since I'm playing three of them, it's going to take up a good portion of the show.
All right.
The first song that I have queued up to play is Cool. So do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've been doing and the songs that we're going to be playing, and then we need to start playing the songs?
Yes. Okay, let's do that. So Cool was actually, I started writing it almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It went through a lot of lyric revisions, but together with my co-writer and co-producer, Jimmy Goings, we finally finished it, even though things got kind of bogged down with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really kind of, the idea was to have that Latin Caribbean feel,
mm-hmm.
and it's a kind of a boy meets girl. Girl likes boy too, and
mm-hmm.
they live happily ever after.
I love happily ever after stories.
Yeah, so that's kind of the quick summary of it. But it is not released yet. You have an exclusive on this, Margot.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
cool.
Right now it's available for pre-release orders, which people can go to my website. And that's www.geneo.rocks. I don't go for just .com. It's .rocks. It's a real URL. So it's geneo.rocks. And that's where they can go, right on the front page. You can pre-order, and then you'll get the song, which is the actual release date, is on Monday the 24th. And after that, it'll be available on all the streaming platforms. But like you know, streaming doesn't really pay artists much at all. It's like a fraction of a penny. So,
oh, I know.
You know, to support indie artists like myself and yourself, buying the song, downloading an MP3 file, or purchasing merchandise, which, by the way, my brand new website, newly branded, has a new store with Geno merchandise available. So that's also there too. So people can download Cool. They can download all my other songs and shop around on my store. That's the way to support indie artists. So Cool is pre-release. You get the exclusive. Go ahead and let's roll it.
Okay, let's, and then we'll talk briefly about it after, and then we'll go on to the next song.
Sure.
All right, Cool is just under 4 minutes, and here it goes. Cool by Gene O. Gino, that has turned out so well. I remember hearing it in the rough forms originally back during one of West Coast songwriter Zooms, and I love how it turned out. It turned out really great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, we did a lot of work on that song. It's very syncopated, and I'm using live instruments. That's Stephen Kuhn on horns. He's a Grammy Award-winning trumpeter. Teddy Zigzag Andriatis is on keyboards. Jimmy Goings played all the percussion and drums. And my buddy Rafael Valenzuela played the bass. I did all the vocals, including the harmonies. So we had a lot of fun creating that song. But I really took a lot of time to make it just right. So I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, I do. I do. And the thing is it is a fun song. And I haven't been watching Dancing with the Stars this year, you know, since they've gone on Disney Plus. We get it, but I just don't watch it that often. But I could picture them doing one of their dances to that. I could picture that being a great song for that show.
Well, that's the Latin rhythm. Excuse me. That's
yeah.
the Latin rhythm and the Caribbean kind of feel. Is and why we made it that way, or I wrote it that way. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. I like it a lot. Okay, now our next song that we're going to play is from your past, right? And it's
yes.
called Shake It All Up, The Make. And tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So The Make was my rock and roll band that I was lead singer and frontman in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And during COVID, while we were recording Crazy World, which I think you're going to play next, which was my first single after my original debut album, Genealogy, Crazy World came out. But what we were doing in the studio was we had a break because of COVID. And Jimmy had some free time. He's the producer. And he was the original producer of The Make back in the 80s. That's how long I've known him. And I asked, because since he had free time, he had to cancel a lot of appointments during the pandemic. I said, hey, do you still have the analog reel-to-reel 2-inch masters of The Make? He said, yes. And I said, well, why don't we digitize them, have you remix, remaster, and we'll put out this album for the first time worldwide, because the only people that heard The Make were either, you know, our friends and fans from the late 80s, or if you bought a cassette from us back then out of the, I think we had 300 cassettes. And that's people that have heard The Make. So this is going to be the first time we're putting out a 12-song album, and that'll be coming out in November. We set a release date, so it'll be in about a month. And it's just straight-ahead rock and roll, just a lot of fun. This song, Shake It All Up, I actually brought into the band, and my songwriting partner and founder of the band, Bill Warren, co-wrote and finished it with me, and this is the first time it's being played as well. Another exclusive for you.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Okay, I need to just find it here in my list. It's down under the S's, and Shake It Up. And it is just over 3 minutes. It's a quick one, but wow, and it's rocking, too. It's really rocking. It's very different than the other one.
Oh, yeah, I try to be all over the place. That's why I can't be fit in or put into a genre, because I just kind of cover all the genres.
I don't want to be stuck in one genre either. Well, anyway, here's Shake It Up by Gino. I will talk to you again, Gino, right after we finish listening.
Thanks.
Gino, the Shake It All Up. Oh, my gosh. You know,
Shake it all up.
I like it. It reminds me of so many songs that I used to like back in, I don't know, I guess it was late 70s, or early 80s. I don't know. At this point, I can't even remember which songs were in what decade.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because it's almost like the 40-year cycle is coming back. A lot of I call it classic rock. The classic rock sound of the 70s and 80s mm-hmm. are coming back. And where you're hearing them, besides all these, you know, older artists that are coming back out and playing live for the first time in decades, you're going to hear them on TV and film. And the reason I bring that up is because prior to the release of this song, I actually got my first publishing deal with a music library for this very song, Shake It All Up. So you never know. You might actually hear that song soon on a TV show or film during a scene break or whatever. In addition to that one, two songs from my Genealogy debut album, Keep On Believing and Sweet Infatuation. Those both also got picked up by two other publishing companies. So my later in life career, rebirth is turning out pretty good, having a lot of fun with it.
You know, it's so important to have fun, and I think it's fantastic. You had said, in I think in our previous interview when you were on before, that you took some time off to have your family and raise your kids, and now you're getting back into the music, and it's so great, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, got to have something to do. It never left me. I just, you know, I felt I had other responsibilities. I wanted to be focused on that, but now I am focused on my music, and it's a full-time thing for me, so I'm a full-time indie artist.
No, that's great. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the song Crazy World, which is what we're in right now, Crazy World.
Which is kind of why I wrote it. Actually, originally, when I first set out to write that song, Crazy World, which is, by the way, my previous single, and it's all these songs are out there on all the streaming platforms and on my website. Genio.rocks. When I was writing Crazy World, originally the Gulf War had been happening, and then we had a very crazy time over the last 6 years. I'll just leave it at that. And I was observing how crazy then, of course, the pandemic happened. So it really felt unsettling. And I wanted to put out Crazy World then so that it could be kind of a message of hope and, you know, hey, we'll get through this kind of thing. So that's the message of Crazy World. Also, a kind of Caribbean kind of dancing thing. I used horns as well. And, oh, by the way, the make, it is myself, Jimmy Goings, the producer, Bill Warren, and Dan Gazzano, who are the founders of the make. And then we also had Maury Abbott, who was our guitarist. So those are the guys in the make. Everything else here is me solo, and I just multi-layer the tracks. And I did, on Crazy World, I did bring in some friends. We probably don't have time to have me tell you who all of them are, but I had some great help from that. Well, maybe we do have time. I just want to give a shout out to my friends who played on that, and thank you, everybody. I wish I could name them all, but we'll just leave it at that.
You know, why don't we play it, and then we'll see how much time we have left, because we still have 8 minutes left, and it's
okay.
The song itself is just past 4 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm excited to play it. I like it a lot. Crazy World by Gene O.
By my side.
Gino, that turned out really, really well. I really like it a lot. And it
Thank
is
you.
A crazy world.
Well, yeah, we're still getting through it. I did want to give a shout out to the players, or the studio musicians who recorded that with me.
Okay.
So Eddie Jimenez did the congas. Dan Gazzano from The Make did the bass. My good friend Tish Diaz did the keyboards. Tony Baker did the lead guitar. I'll tell you a quick story about that in a second. And Stephen Kuhn did the horns. I played rhythm guitar and all the vocals. Tony was in the studio when we were about to mix and master the song. And like Cool, I didn't have a lead guitar part. And then I just kind of intuitively felt like I needed to put a lead guitar part. And when I got into the studio with Jimmy to mix it, Tony was there. He came into the console room and said, "Oh, I like your Les Paul." And I said, "Here, play it." He started to play. I went, "Oh, my God, Jimmy, hit record." And he did all that lead guitar part in one take. We
wow.
just added the Santana kind of distortion to it, and boom, there it was, and I was just amazed. So shout out to Tony on great guitar playing on that.
Wow. You know, I love hearing all the different tracks blend together on songs, and that has so much interest in it. We've only got 2 minutes left, though, so what do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I would like to say, you know, first of all, thank you, Margo, for supporting indie artists, people who aren't signed to record deals. It is it's a lot of music that's going out there every day. So this is a nice platform to bring highlight to that. And supporting indie artists is the best way to do that is to download their MP3 files for songs, visit their stores and get their merch, and listen to them live. Go to their shows, because that's how indie artists can get a little return on the investment from what they do. So the support of fans doing that is greatly appreciated. And people, again, can visit my website at geneo.rocks and hear all my songs, download them if they'd like, and check out my new branded merch. I got a new logo that I just created, and it's all over the merchandise, so hopefully everybody
cool.
will like that too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know, and the other way I think that people can also support indie artists is by sharing this show and sharing shows like this so that they can show people what your music is like. You know.
Absolutely. And I have a lot of indie artists, so friends. So, you know, any one of you out there that wants to be on this show, give me a shout out or contact Margo directly, and she'll highlight you as well.
Yeah, yeah. I want everyone out there to think about what music they have in them. And it's not just music. I do also interview authors, but and artists and other people that are doing what they feel their heart's desires are and what they're here to do on this planet to make it a happier world instead of a crazy world. But, yeah, I love the idea of live your music because it just means to do what you're here to do and enjoy your life. And by doing that, it helps other people feel happier and enjoy their life more too. So thank you, Gino, for all you're doing to make the world a happier place. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Margo.
Yeah, all the ways you're living your music.
I am. I'm living my music. Thank you.
Yeah, you are. You're a great example of it. All right, well, bye for now, Gino. Bye for now, everyone. And everyone get out there and live your music. Bye.